All right, this is the Harry Thomas Show for November 27th, 2010. I'm your host, Harry Thomas. The website is located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. This show is aimed at fighting global government and corruption. And it's about time that just regular, ordinary people like myself stand up against this kind of tyranny against the people. The establishment and the elite have no right trying to enslave the masses of this planet. And we are here in resistance against it and to get information out to people. And you can also find information over at my YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. That's all one word, Harry Thomas Info. And also, you can find others to join and align with in this fight over at the 12160 megahertz social network, and that's over at snardfarker.ning.com. That's snardfarker.ning.com. So join us today in this resistance against the New World Order. And I just wanted to make an announcement that I did a show called another Life on the Outside show that I do over there on 12160, and it was about biowarfare, America's dirty little secret. So check that out. That's also over at the podcast at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Now, this show used to be a weekly show, a weekly news show. It's not a weekly news show anymore. It's just a show that I'm doing now at random to get information out to people about what's going on. Stuff that you're not going to hear out of mainstream media. You know, maybe a different outlook. I mean, that's what the show Life on the Outside is all about. It's about thinking outside of the box. You know, having a different view. And like I always said, and this still holds true, don't believe anything I say. Please do the research on your own. You know, don't be afraid to take the red pill. Don't be afraid to jump down into the rabbit hole, because knowledge is power. And the only way we're going to stop these monsters, this global elite that is actually killing us in many ways than just one, is to step out, take a risk, and get informed. And more importantly, we need to change our own lives. Because what we're going to need to totally defeat the enemy here, and they are the enemy, is a global shift in consciousness. And what I mean by that is our value system has been turned upside down through mind control and different kinds of conditioning. The masses of people have been conditioned to actually go against our own nature. They've robbed us of who we really are. And until we can get back in sync with that deep nature on the inside of who we really are, we're not going to be able to effectively have any true change in this world. And what I mean by that is changing our own lifestyles first and setting an example. Because when others see the joy and the freedom, more importantly, of taking action in our own lives, that becomes attracted to them so that they might be able to step out and do something for themselves to affect change. And that could be all kinds of things. Just changing the way we treat each other, changing the way we think about the world, how we go about our own business, the things that we eat and drink. You know, this global web of tyranny goes really, really deep. And in order to affect mass change, we do have to have a shift in this human consciousness. And really, the only power that each one of us have as individuals, besides getting information out to people and sharing our knowledge with each other, is to actually make changes inside ourselves that can take a deep root and affect the energy that we put forth out into the world. Because we all put out energy. And if we're putting out negative energy, negative things happen. And that's exactly what we're faced with right now. There's so much negative energy that has been instilled and ingrained in us. We need to get outside of the box. We need to start living life on the outside so that we can counter that negativity with positive reinforcements, positive energy. Because when we can get the positive energy to outweigh the negative forces that are destroying us, then we will be able to be free. And right now, we are slaves. We are slaves to the New World Order. They have taken over our world. They have taken over our consciousness. And this happens on a deep level. And you might say, wow, what is this guy talking about, man? This guy has lost his mind. Well, you're almost true. I have lost my mind. We have all lost our minds. Because our minds have been shaped and transformed and molded into what this evil bunch of hoodlums called the global elite want. And when I'm talking about the global elite, I'm talking about the real power. I'm talking about the faces in the shadows, the unseen powers that be, that run our lives. I'm not talking about these puppets like the president and the congressmen and these corporate CEOs and all these little worker bees and these secret societies and different organizations. I'm talking about the men behind the shadows, the secret government. You know, I'm talking about having a shift in consciousness to where we rip back the curtain and we expose the wizard for who he really is. And with that being said, I've gone off on a rant, but I do think that it is important to get this information out to people. You know, all I'm asking people to do is question your own reality. Please question your own reality. You know, open up that box and free yourself, free your mind. And the rest will follow. With that being said, last time I talked about the 80-plus gigs of media that was released by NIST under the Freedom of Information Act from 9/11. All kinds of clips and stuff with 9/11. And 9/11 is important because it was the springboard into the madness that we're seeing today. It was a tool that the global elite have used in order to further their New World Order agenda. You know, we were lied to about what happened. We were bamboozled. We were hoodwinked. You know, they prey on our fears. They prey on our insecurities. And they use these things against us. See, they use our own human nature, the kindness that we all have inside of ourselves, against us. And it is a crime against humanity. It's a horrible crime against humanity, and it must be stopped. You know, and some of this 80-plus gigs of media that was released, there were reports that came out that some of the footage, particularly the World Trade Center building, World Trade Center 7 building collapse was tampered with. Most importantly, it was manipulated to perpetrate a fraud. A fraudulent account of the events that happened on 9/11. And you know what? This doesn't surprise me at all. Because the beast that controls these bureaucrats and these big, huge bureaucracies that wield a lot of power over our lives, you know, are being used as instruments of misinformation to the people. Okay? And that's part of what we need to be aware of. We need to be aware that we need to get rid of some of these ABC entities. You know, these ABC organizations like the CIA and the FDA, you know, DHS, CPS, you know, these arms of control. You know, the way we're going to be able to get to the beast is be able to chop them off limb by limb by limb, okay? And the best way to get involved is pick an area that speaks to your soul, that speaks to your very being. You know, grab a hold of something that just pisses you off and let the people know that we're not going to stand for this anymore, and put your energy into something positive to help humanity instead of destroying ourselves, instead of sitting around bickering with each other, because that's how they're winning. It's divide and conquer. And the more that they get us to bicker against ourselves, the more control that they're having over us. And a lot of that is putting up this false front, this false paradigm. Okay, this left-right, Democrat-Republican, white-black, anything that they can use to divide us and conquer us, that's exactly what they're doing. And we need to come together as one whole, one positive force of energy, and stomp down on the monsters, these powers that are hiding in the shadows. Pull back that curtain, expose them for what they are, and put them where they belong. And where they belong is not in the seat of control. Okay, we the people actually have the power. And they're afraid of that. You know, they're afraid of that big time, you know. So they do. They manipulate some of the stuff, and they try to shape the views and try to get us bickering against each other. You know, I've noticed that when I have conversations with people about 9/11, I can see the conditioning at work. And when people get really upset about what I am saying, because I am challenging the official story, I notice that they become very agitated. They become very angry at me. And that's because they're holding on to a truth that is a false reality. And what I'm doing is shattering their reality. And it's a very painful process to have your reality shattered. You know, but this is some of the stuff that needs to be done. And depending on the person's reaction really depends on how much time I spend on that individual. Because some individuals are lost. You know, they've bought into the mode of control. They've bought into that the media is valid when the media is not valid. It is owned by these entities, these evil incarnations of madness that are controlling our lives. See, everything that is put out in the movies, in the media, in the print, it's all brainwashing. It's all propaganda, or what I like to call propaganda. You know, so, you know, in order for us to survive, you know, in any kind of free way, and have any kind of free society, we must challenge our reality. We must become open-minded to a new outlook, a new way of looking at things. And this is part of the process. Part of the process is trying to wake up our friends, our families, our neighbors, our coworkers, anybody that'll listen. See, if somebody is open-minded and shows a little bit of open-mindedness to us, to me anyway, I will take that opening and use it to fill them with questions that they can ask themselves about their own reality. You know, a different look at what might be going on in the world around us. And if somebody is really, really closed-minded, they might act in fear. They might act in anger. And I don't spend a lot of time trying to convince them people, because you can't graft a new idea on a closed mind. But an opening must be made somehow. And that's what we're trying to do here at places like 12160, at Harry Thomas, all different InfoWars, Prison Planet. There's all kinds of places to get a new outlook. And whatever you think about these entities and these alternative media sites, you know, there's one thing that I know is that those who will not talk about 9/11 and what really happened and question the original, the official story, they're shills. They are shills because they will not talk about it. And some people say, well, what about Ron Paul? Well, Ron Paul has said that he would call for a new investigation of 9/11. And that's an opening right there. I mean, but the man is 70-something years old. He's in Congress. He's been in Congress for well over 20 years. He's not a stupid man. He knows that if he comes out and starts talking about 9/11, he's just going to be branded an extremist. And he has taken his fight, and he has picked his part of the world to where he's going to spend his energy, and he's spending his energy fighting against the Federal Reserve, you know. And the Federal Reserve is a private entity of international bankers that have taken over our money supply. You understand what I'm saying? So, that, you know, he's really doing what I'm asking everyone to do. Find that spot, that little niche of yours, and use your energy to do everything you can to smash down the powers that be that have robbed us of who we are, really are as human beings. You know, the loving, caring spirit that we all carry inside of us that has just been bludgeoned by these evil forces, okay? And here I am going off on another rant, but you know what? I don't care. I'm fired up. I feel good, and I want freedom, because that's what I stand for. I'm against war, I'm against corruption, and I am for freedom. So the way I think about things is I think about, what is this going to do to further freedom for the people? Is this going to take away our freedoms, or is this going to give us more freedom as individuals? Now, Ron Paul, he's not aligning himself with the Tea Party caucus. You know what I'm saying? And that's very important because, like I was saying last time, you know, we heard the media talking about all these Tea Party candidates getting in and this new Washington. Well, we got to keep an eye on these people because these bastards that are working for the New World Order, they infiltrate every facet of society, and they've not only invaded alternative media, but they've also infiltrated these Tea Party movement. So, you know, Ron Paul actually has something that a lot of people don't, and that is integrity. And he is taking the energy that he has as a single human being, and he's putting it forth in fighting against the Federal Reserve System. And that is very important to end the Fed. I mean, because anyone who knows, those who control our money supply control us, you know. So, you know, God bless Ron Paul for taking up the fight where he has passion, you know. And that's what we have to do, is find our passion and put that energy forth toward trying to do something to give people more freedom. You know, and me, you know, I do what I can. You know, I have this little tiny talk show that I do, this garage talk show that I've been doing for several years. I try to get, you know, information out to people. And even if people say, oh my God, this guy is a nutter, you know, maybe there's a crack in their head a little bit. You know, maybe just something that I can say makes them question their reality in any kind of way that they can, any small kind of way, you know, and that seed will take root someday. Because, you know, the more that I talk about stuff, the more that it ends up coming to fruition. And people might say, well, that idea is totally insane. That guy is off his rocker. And then maybe somewhere down along the line, they'll see it coming, you know, they'll see it come to be, you know, or they'll see something else that will validate something that I said. And then that opening is made. And then they can say, wow, maybe that guy is, and the guys like him aren't nutters. Maybe there is something to this new world order. Maybe there is something to this push for global government. Maybe, you know, we can stand up against corruption, because a lot of people say, well, what are you going to do about it? I mean, yeah, yeah, that's horrible. And, you know, yeah, they want to microchip all of us. And, yeah, they're putting up cameras everywhere. And Big Brother seems to be rampant. But really, what can you really do about it? You know, but there is something we can do about it if we can align ourselves, tap into this positive energy, and put it forth out into the world. Because there's nothing like a dream to create the future. You know, and speaking about Big Brother, there was this local story out where they're putting up cameras on in different sections of the city of Syracuse. And it was funny because the news media went around and they were talking to people and people weren't for it. I couldn't see anybody that they got on camera that was actually all for it. But yet, they show a couple clips of that and they're like, yeah, there's some people that don't think it's a good idea to put all these cameras in our neighborhoods and stuff, that they think that it might be used for purposes other than what they're telling us. And then they go on and report, well, most of the people that we talk to seem to be all for it. But they don't show them people. You know why? Because those people don't exist. They only exist in these little cubicles of people who want to keep their jobs and people just go along with the establishment and say what they need to say, and that their views have been shaped by the powers of mind control and mind conditioning that they grew up on, that they put forth in the universities. And now this other crap, you know. People tend to know that people who stand up against the powers that be, the establishment, they don't do too well in this corporate system. You know what I mean? And that's what I mean about changing our values. You know, happiness comes from within. It doesn't come from outside things. You know, you can have all the toys in the world and you can still be an angry, unhappy individual. And, you know, it feels a lot. I'd rather eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and live in a tent than to have a mansion, a yacht, and millions of dollars and be dead on the inside. So, you know, and while this local story about these cameras and stuff was going on, I kept saying, you know, they're going to do it anyway. They don't really care what the people, this is part of the New World Order plan. They're going to go forth with it anyway. And they're getting federal grant money and stuff for this to put these things up. And they're just going along with it. They're going along with it. And sure enough, the other day, their news story run, the city council approved the cameras and starting early next year, there's going to be cameras up all around the city of Syracuse, you know. And it kind of reminds me of London, where there's millions and millions of cameras everywhere in London watching everything that people do. And the people over there have become conditioned where they don't even see them anymore. They're just like little round dark balls sitting on the tops of lampposts and stuff. And people don't even realize what is actually going on, and that this is a part of a system of control, a Big Brother system. And that's what they do. They slowly condition us. Slowly but surely condition us. And that's what's going on. You know, and that's what's going on with this TSA stuff. You know, I talked about on the show before about these naked body scanners. And you say, well, what the heck you mean? Well, these take pictures of you and shows your genitals and stuff. And not only does it take pictures, it saves them to hard drives. People can get their hands on them. It's a total invasion of privacy. It's a total attack on our Fourth Amendment rights. See, we have a right to be secure in our being. We have a right to not have illegal searches and seizures. And that's exactly what's going on with the security at the airports and all, the TSA. You know, and this stuff is going to expand further on. It's going to go even further than that, where, you know, they're going to be doing, you're going to have to be, you know, and it's part of the conditioning. If they can condition you to do it at the airport, then they can condition you to do it when you're going into the sports stadium, or the music concert, or City Hall, or the mall, anywhere. You know, and that is exactly what's happening. You know, these things come in slow increments. It's conditioning of the mind, and they get people used to being slaves. You know, and that's what this TSA stuff, people putting their hands on you. There's been reports of molestations, improper groping. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's a huge thing in the alternative media that I've seen, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because, you know what, it doesn't surprise me at all. I told people on the show that this was going to happen, and like I said, it's coming to fruition. You know, and if anybody remembers that show that I was talking about, you know, with these naked body scanners and Big Brother cameras going up everywhere, and then they start to see it happening in their own neighborhoods, at their own airports. You know, they start to hear stories from their own family members that they were improperly being touched and searched and you know, and getting used to. You can't carry lipstick on the plane. You can't carry this on the plane. Why? Why? Well, we don't want Al-Qaeda to break through our security. You know what? This has nothing to do with terrorism. This has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, Hamas, any of this crap. It has everything to do with total control of the people and total conditioning of our minds. That's what this has to do with. This Al-Qaeda and this other stuff are entities that have been made up and reinforced by the CIA. You know, they take advantage of people's poverty, they take advantage of people's minds, and they invent these forces that we are led to believe that we should be afraid of. Okay? I'll tell you what, if there's a handful of extremists, okay, trying to, you know, do something, I'd rather deal with them on an individual basis instead of attacking the American people or the English people or the French people or the Jet or anybody on this planet. You know, if we were really told the truth, you know, eventually any evil forces that are out there will be exposed and stopped. Okay? And, you know, there was talk about, wow, this stuff here, there's resistance against these TSA cameras. There's been people in the media conditioning us saying, well, Obama needs a terrorist act. Needs an act of terror to rain some more control on us. And I believe that that is true. I believe that something big is going to happen. And they're going to use that and say, see, you didn't like getting your body groped, and you didn't like to have these naked pictures taken of you, but see what happened? Al-Qaeda attacked us again. You know, when 90% of the time, it isn't Al-Qaeda, it's the FBI and the CIA and the ISI and the MI5 and all these other, you know, the KGB and all these other alphabet insanity agencies that are behind this stuff, you know? They're the ones that infiltrate these groups and get them hyped up on some kind of anger or something and move them in a direction that they want, a direction that they probably wouldn't go or they wouldn't even have the resources. You know, in World Trade Center 93, it was the FBI that provided the bombs. It was the FBI that gave the orders to detonate a van in the World Trade Center. Because they wanted to scare the people, and they thought that that would cause a little more havoc than it did. You know, they were able to move forward a little bit, but not as much as they wanted to. They went forth with more of their plans in Oklahoma City, where you get these fake stories and this false information about what's really happened. You know, and then they came and they finished the job on September 11th, 2001. And our world has changed drastically since then. And people are actually starting to wake up in huge numbers about this, you know, because our personal freedoms are being affected more and more. And you might say, Harry, aren't you afraid to talk like this? You know, do you think that they might do something to you for exposing this New World Order? You know, and the thing is I've been followed. I've had private investigators following me around. And I've confronted them when I found out who they are. You know, I had a car follow me for 40 miles. And see, we're creatures of habit. And what I did is I kind of made it look like I was suspicious on the highway. And I usually take the same exit all the time. I mean, you could pretty much like clockwork, if you've been watching me, see which way I travel, you know, because I am a creature of habit also. So I, you know, I slowed down and kind of, you know, made it known that I was keeping my eye on this vehicle. So this vehicle decided to go ahead a little bit, thinking it could throw me off its path. So I took an exit before where I usually take the exit. And they were already far up on the highway, and I went a different way. But when I got to my house, that same car was parked around the corner on the block. You know, and well, you could say, oh, well, maybe you're paranoid, and maybe it's a coincidence. And you know what? Maybe it is. But, you know, I'm not naive. I've gone public enough to where, you know, there's lots and lots of people that know what I do. They know what I stand for. My friends, my family, people in the community, police officers. You know, I talk to everybody. I think it's very important not to be afraid of the police, but to educate the police. You know what I mean? Firefighters, everything. You know, I've been to the firehouses. I've been to the police stations. I've been down to the mayor's office. You know, I've been everywhere. A lot of different places. All kinds of community organizations bringing information to people. You know, letting people know about tasers and 9/11 and the police state. So you might ask, you know, am I afraid? You know, there's a part of me that's uncomfortable. I wouldn't say afraid, because we have to face our fears if we're going to survive. But there's a part of me that's uncomfortable with it. But there's a big part of me that just loves my fellow man so much and just loves freedom so much. I wouldn't be able to sit with myself and not do anything about it, you know? And that's part of me starting the show up again, man. I just sit here and I just, you know, I was more and more obsessed maybe when a few years ago. You know, I was more entrenched in it. I found a lot more personal freedom since then. And I realized that, you know, I have to live my life. And I can't, like, just be dragged down into this pit of negativity. Because, you know, that can take over yourself, too. If you're just constantly studying all this crazy madness from the New World Order, you know, it can put you into a depression. You can actually get a very low sinking feeling, a hopeless feeling, you know, a feeling of worthlessness, a feeling of why even bother, you know, a pessimistic view, a very negative view, because when you're dealing with negativity, you know, it can consume you, just like positivity can consume them. You know what I mean? And I've learned how to nourish positivity. I've learned how to get back in touch with nature. I've learned how to enjoy my fellow man and not be resentful just because, you know, their minds are warped and just because they don't want to listen to what, you know, another idea or something that I'm presenting. I let it go. I let people be who they are, because if I truly love human beings, the only thing I can do is lead by example, you know, and, you know, not cave in on a view. If somebody's saying something, I can politely disagree with them, and I can politely offer a different viewpoint, you know, but I don't have to be obsessive on it. I don't have to try to change anybody, you know, and getting in touch with who I am has really changed me a lot, you know, and finding different sources of contentment, you know, and not just being totally entrenched and filling myself up with information, because I've done that for years. And I encourage people to get in touch and find out who the enemy is, study the New World Order, study these global systems of control, you know, but also find some time to find peace within yourself. Find things in the world that are beautiful. Things that you can enjoy, you know, because finding a new outlook, you know, isn't just opening up your mind to different systems of control and different kinds of media manipulation and mind control, But freeing your mind is also finding things in the world that you find undescribable joy in. And that's very important to have a balance, you know. And there was a point in my life where I didn't have that balance. I didn't have that freedom. And the thing that I was fighting so hard for to get freedom, I wasn't having for myself as an individual. So, you know, that's really my message, is find freedom and fight for freedom, you know. Because we're only going to be here a short time on the planet. We must find things that nourish our spirit. You know, that pure, loving, caring spirit that lives within all of us. You know, if just sitting there dwelling in negativity and fighting the New World Order all the time, you know, is robbing ourselves of individual freedom, of this gift of life that we've been given. And, you know, it took me quite some time to understand that fully, because it can affect your health. It can affect the way you get along with your friends and family, you know, and everything else. And if we become just obsessed on trying to change individuals that, like I was saying earlier, have that closed mind, you know, that just can't have that opening, you know, all we can do is throw a little bit on the fire and step back. You know, and realize when it's time to surrender, and realize when it's time to, you know, step back and move forth in another direction. And sometimes we need to step back and just nourish ourselves. Maybe get out into the woods, go out by the water, listen to some music that you enjoy, go spend some time with people that you love, you know, and not, you know, talk about politics and talk about, you know, the New World Order and stuff all the time. Because really, in a way, that can push some people away, you know. And being hateful and angry against all of humanity is no way to live, you know. And I fell into them traps. And I speak from experience with this. You know, I have experience with this. And I realize that it's really important to find things in life that you truly enjoy, things that just touch your spirit and give you a feeling of hope and a feeling that the world is, because it's that energy, it's that positive energy that we can tap into that is going to make the difference in this fight. It's not all just about information. Information is very important. Knowledge is power. Don't get me wrong, but that positivity that I'm talking about, that positive energy that we must put forth out into the world, has to come from within us. And if we can't find something that makes us joyful, that can nourish that pure, loving, caring, joyful spirit within us so that we can exuberate that energy out into the world, we're never going to accomplish any of our goals. So, you know, I really truly believe that as individuals, we need to work on ourselves first. You know, get educated, take it a little at a time. You know, we didn't end up in this mess overnight, okay? And we're not going to get out of it overnight. And really, the most important things to do is to love one another. You know, love is really the answer. It's not a cliche from a Beatles song. It truly is. We need to get in touch with love. And when we can learn to love ourselves, we can learn to love others. Even if they're, you know, somebody that we just can't stand, we have to learn how to love them anyway. You know, and some people are like, you know, F that, man. I'm not going to do that. You know, screw people. If I don't like, you know, somebody don't like what I say and I don't like them, man, I don't have to love them. And you know what? You're absolutely right. You don't have to. But we need to if we're going to win this fight. You know, and here I am off on another rant. But like I said, I'm feeling really fired up about this stuff. And I feel really positive. And I don't want the message that I bring forth on this show to just be a pit of negativity, of pointing out all these horrible things that happen in our world, about all these ways that we get manipulated. But I want to talk about things that are positive too, you know, and live into some kind of solution to our problem, you know, and it really has a big part to do with the energy forces that run this world, you know. And if people are feeling negative, and if all they're getting is negative information and negative reinforcements, then we're going to have a negative world. And that's really what the problem is there's only a minority of people on this planet that have found true peace and happiness within. And with that, I'm going to move on here with this FDA, another alphabet organization. They were talking about these ads that they're going to put on cigarettes. And they're going to show, like, diseased lungs and use all these fear tactics to control the people. You know, because whether or not you're for smoking or you're against smoking, it stinks. It doesn't stink. It's good for you. It isn't good for you. You know, the Nazis came after cigarettes. You know, a lot of these dictatorship, some of the worst tyrannists in history, you know, have gone after cigarettes. You know, and that's all part of another conditioning, you know, a mode of control, of controlling the people. Well, you can't do that here. You can't do that there. And they're shaping the views of society where people are looking down upon other people for personal habits and stuff that they choose to do. You know what I mean? We have freedom. You know, we should have ultimate freedom. We should have ultimate freedom to kill ourselves with cigarettes or not. You know, but when our choices are taken away, we don't have any freedom at all. You know, and if you want to have a smoke-free environment, making regulations and laws and restricting people's behavior is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to not participate in them actions yourself and to walk around as a happy human being that people will be like, wow, that person is reasonably happy. How did they get there? You know, and then they watch what you do or don't do. You know, living by example is the solution. You know, if you don't like cigarettes, don't smoke them, you know, but, you know, love your neighbor, you know, don't be judging your neighbor just because they're smoking, you know, if it's your car, it's your house, it's your choice whether you want that stuff in there, you know, but, you know, to be down upon people for choices that they make isn't going to help anything, you know, it's not going to help anything at all. You know, and it puts forth a negative energy. It reinforces that negativity, you know, and we really need to get to a spot where we can show love toward each other. Unconditional love. Whether you agree with somebody, whether you don't agree with somebody, whether you like what they do, whether you don't like what they do, what we need to find is that part of that human being, you know, that is a loving spirit. You know, and here I am, I can't speak enough about this, you know, because it's really become a very important outlook of my life and the way that I go through life. It makes my life a lot easier when I can realize, you know, people have been mind warped, man. They have been brainwashed, you know, instead of, you know, they're victims of a system that is out to kill us all, you know, and placing judgment on them is not going to help any. It's not going to help anybody anywhere. You know, all I can do is say, you know, hey, you know, I quit them things and I feel a lot better and things taste a lot better and you know, and I enjoy things a lot more, you know, and that was, you know, kind of a negative thing for me. And, you know, and that's it. You know, people want to choose to do what they want to do. Love them anyway. Love your brother. That seems to be my message today. Love your brother. You know, I really have no idea what I'm actually going to say when I get on here and talk. I have a little tiny format of things I might want to talk about, but I really do this free form. I do this, you know, I try to just come out and do things naturally. You know, I just, I want to mention that I've got all kinds of information out. You know, there was an important thing that I put out on YouTube, and it was, All I can do is do these mobile uploads for like 30 seconds up on my YouTube channel at Harry Thomas Info. And I put out a couple. I'm going to be trying to put out a couple more. Just 30 seconds of an issue that I feel is very important and get the information out to people. Maybe direct them to a website or some kind of solution to that. And I've been trying to do that. And I've actually been putting up a lot of interesting news stories and stuff on my Twitter site. And you can find that at twitter.com/HarryThomas. And that's all one word, Harry Thomas. Hey, and speaking of Twitter, this just came in as I'm doing this show. This come out of naturalnews.com. As a part of a new expansion of government power over information, the Department of Homeland Security has begun seizing and shutting down internet websites, web domains without due process or proper trial. DHS simply seizes web domains that it wants to and posts an ominous Department of Justice logo on the website. There's an example of that at torrentfinder.com. Over 75 websites were seized and shut down last week, and there is no indication that the government will stop such efforts. Right now, their focus is websites that they claim violate copyrights. Yet the Torrent Finder, torrent-finder.com website that was seized by DHS contains no copyrighted content whatsoever. It was merely a search engine website that linked to destinations where people could access copyrighted content. Google also links to copyrighted content. Does that mean the feds will seize Google too? These seizures were conducted on the basis of language in the DMCA law, which was vastly overreaching in its powers. And even so, the U.S. Senate is right now considering passing yet another law, COICA, the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act, a new law that would give the federal government even more power to shut down websites it opposed. And this is all going on without due process, and like I said, here's another example of incrementation. When are they going to come after your site next? Because they don't like what you have to say. Because they don't like what you do. Because they don't like what you link to. Okay? Are they just going to put up a DHS logo? This Department of Homeland Security has overrun its powers, okay? And Big Sis, who they're calling it, Janet Napolitano, in my opinion, should already be in jail for crimes against humanity. Okay, and I will say it again. You know, I get real fired up, and this information is on my Twitter site. That's twitter.com/HarryThomas. And I put up on Twitter about the Senate Bill 510. It's very horrible stuff. The FDA is trying to I don't even know who it is. The FDA? Yeah, I think it's got to be. But they're trying to take away our freedoms by putting forth legislation that could stop backyard gardening and saving of seeds, you know, and that would be a total control of our food supply. And we've got these companies like Montego or Montega or whoever the heck they are. But they've taken over our food supply, and they've put out these GMO foods. And if you don't know anything about genetically modified foods, please get yourself informed about that, because it's not good for us at all. And once they can produce stuff that doesn't produce seeds, they hold the patent for it. They hold the control of our food supply, and you know that we need food to live. And we can't let these monsters control every part of you know, everything, you know, we have to take back, you know. So if GMO is your thing, do that. If RFID is your thing, do that. If exposing the police state is your thing, do that. If exposing 9/11, Oklahoma City, government-sponsored terrorism, the Federal Reserve, any kind of mode of control, you know, that speaks to your heart, focus in on it and let others know that we are really slaves, you know. Try to get them to open up their mind to a different kind of reality, because that would be the first step into reinforcing and to letting people understand that this consciousness that we need has to come from within, and it has to come first from getting a different outlook on life and a different outlook on the world around us. So I want to mention that stuff. I want to mention 12160 snardfarker.ning.com, a great place to find great people. And we need to educate each other, you know. Tell people about this positivity and about how this change in consciousness is really going to affect the change that we need. You know, and I'm going to end this show. I don't want these shows to be long, rants anymore that go on for 2 hours, because I realize people don't listen to the whole thing, you know. Somebody told me, you caught my attention for 45 minutes. I've got that a lot, you know. So I want to try to keep it within reason, you know, and I'm going to put shows out as often as I can. You can find them over there at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Please subscribe. Please let people know about the show. If you don't have the time to do something like I'm doing, please share it on your social network you're involved in. Share it with the people that you know. Tell people, what's going on. And I want to thank everybody for listening, because if we don't stand for something, we will fall for anything. And always remember that together, we will make a difference.